The National Media Commission has been challenged to adopt proactive programs to make the media landscape a real platform for trading ideas, while the role of the media in sustaining Ghana's democratic forward march is acknowledged by well-meaning citizens. The challenge of how to ensure decency in what is published and aired should be considered so the nation's peace will not be undermined. The pastor of Solid Rock AME Zion Church at Achimota, Reverend Chris Galber, said this during the annual Thanksgiving and fundraising of the church in Accra. We bring you a news desk report.
Reverend Galber said it is unacceptable for people to use phone-ins during radio and television discussions as a platform to insult and show disrespect to political and other public office holders. He noted that the situation, if allowed to continue, will not encourage other well-meaning citizens to respond to calls to serve the nation in any public capacity. Reverend Galber said nobody is against constructive criticism, but the situation where some media outlets keep damaging the reputation of some personalities through stories which are highly substantiated should not be allowed to continue. Reverend Galber said it is important for the much acknowledged freedom of speech to be exercised in an atmosphere that will uphold national moral uprightness, peace and stability of the state. The guest speaker, the Reverend Joseph Butri of the AME Church in Virginia, USA, asked Ghanaians to stop the blame game, adding that every citizen needs to find out the best way to contribute to the progressive agenda of the state. He reminded Christians to be agents of change in the communities and avoid lifestyles which cannot be differentiated from non-Christians. The chairperson for the occasion, Mrs. Vinolia Vanderpoy, asked Ghanaians to be steadfast in all activities and always put the national interest first in all their dealings, so that in unity we can work towards a prosperous nation that we all desire.
That was a news desk report.